New Orleans 2 years later.
Breaking news. 2 days after Hurricane Katrina, a Category 2 hurricane, struck New Orleans, the estimates say that about 80% of the city is flooded. Hundreds are reported dead, and the death toll is expected to rise dramatically in the coming days. Rescue workers say there are still thousands of people trapped on the roofs or in the attics of their houses, surrounded by water. Temporary shelters are filling up.
That was the shocking news of the devastating destruction that hit New Orleans 2 years ago in the form of Hurricane Katrina. 1,836 people lost their lives, and the hurricane was responsible for $81.2 billion of damage, making it the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. We all remember the images of rescue missions and destroyed houses, but what is the situation now in New Orleans, 2 years after that horrific event? Our reporter, Bill Oates, is in New Orleans as we speak. Tell us, Bill, what does it look like down there?
Well, Karen, some areas look almost back to normal, but others look like abandoned ghost towns. People say that only about half of the former 450,000 inhabitants live in New Orleans at the moment. Only about half of the schools have been opened, and a third of the hospitals are still closed. The rebuilding has been unexpectedly slow. One of the problems, as always, is money. The U.S. government has promised funds for rebuilding, but it seems that the money is taking a long time to arrive for the people who need it. Earlier today, I visited a center for the hurricane survivors. The feeling of sadness that was in the air was overwhelming. Many of the people I talked to have lost a lot. Family, friends, their houses, jobs. It's not surprising that many of them are suffering from depression and have lost their faith in a better future. Some told me they were going to leave the city because New Orleans will never be the same, the city of Mardi Gras and happy people. However, positive things are happening here too. What you see behind me right now is a building site, the future home of the Becker family. What is special about this building site is the builders. They are all volunteers. Some of them are spending their entire vacation here working for free. They have also traveled here on their own expense. They sleep in tents or shelters, so you couldn't call this a luxury vacation. These people are simply here out of the goodness of their hearts. They truly want to help. The locals call them heroes and angels. And I must say, these people certainly deserve those titles. Now back to you, Karen.
Thank you, Bill. And here at the studio, we now have an expert on...